where Stamford comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
And welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. Welcome back. Joining us now is Mayor Laura Hoidick, who has an extensive resume of tremendous involvement in community, volunteer, and other kinds of relationships and business activities in the town of Stratford. She is the mayor of Stratford, and she joins us now. Good morning, Mayor. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I don't think we've ever met. Have we ever met?
Not in person. We have not.
We have not met in person, which is, you know, surprising to me. Of course, in COVID, nothing is surprising to me, but I would like to meet you in person one day. Maybe one day you'll come in on a Wednesday and you'll sit with me and I'll get to talk to you and we'll take a picture together. That would be nice.
So, I would love that. Thank you.
Sure. So, Mayor Hoidick, let me begin with asking you about Remington Woods, because our show has taken a great interest in the fate of this beautiful area. And I say beautiful because it was allowed to be left alone since it was terribly polluted, what became part of an industrial waste site, essentially. And it's still not done. The remediation isn't finished. But even though the remediation isn't finished, the Bridgeport zoning decided to rezone it for office and residential. They have the lion's share of the 420 acres, but 75 acres are within the town of Stratford, including, I understand, a pretty lake. So can you tell us, Mayor Hoidick, what is your attitude? What is your policy with respect to Remington Woods?
So my attitude, and by the way, for full disclosure, I live very close to it, maybe two blocks away.
Oh,
I love it
okay.
being left in the condition that it's in, of course, being remediated fully. But it is a beautiful green area. We're fortunate in Stratford to have 75 acres of Remington Woods on one part of the town, 400 acres of forest in another part of the town. And it's very important to our ecology, I think, to keep that that wooded area like it is or with very little development.
Yeah, I think so, too. First of all, there are very few urban forests left. And it's sort of an extraordinary miracle that it is left. And the animals don't know the difference between Stratford and Bridgeport. They don't say, oh, excuse me, I'm going into the city now. They don't look at it that way. So to think that it's contiguous.
Funny.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's funny. I live so close to it that at one point we had put our golden retriever out in the backyard. And I looked out and I saw him jumping and jumping. And it wasn't a golden retriever. It was a deer that had come from Remington Woods. So,
Yeah. It's beautiful, right? It's beautiful.
Yes, it is. It is beautiful.
So we have to keep it. So what are your thoughts? Like, in other words, you're the mayor of your town. Mayor Ganim is the mayor of his city. Is there any conversation about Remington Woods going on between the two of you?
I have not had any conversation with Mayor Ganim about Remington Woods. And I know as Stratford begins our plan of conservation development, which is required by state statute every 10 years, this will be a topic that we will talk about. Because at one point, you know, it is held privately. It's not Stratford's or Bridgeport's. It's held privately by Sporting Goods Property, Inc. I still think it's a subsidiary.
Yeah, some name, some subsidiary, whatever, yeah. Right. Originally from the polluters. They gave it another name.
Right. They had originally said they wanted two office buildings, maybe 50,000 square feet each on the 75 acres, which isn't a lot of development, and it could be done very nicely. But that was a proposal from long ago, and since then, I don't know if we've been approached by any kind of development there.
It would be nice if it was nothing at all. You know what I mean? Because this is what I'm thinking, Mayor Hoidick. I'm thinking of Trout Brook. Are you familiar with Trout Brook in the Weston, Easton, Reading area? Do you know Trout Brook? Have you ever heard of that before?
Is that part of the aquarium property, the watershed property?
Maybe some of it is, but I don't think so. Trout Brook was 720 acres that was going to be a golf course and was going to be a major development. And Paul Newman, May he rest in peace. One of the greatest philanthropists Connecticut ever had. He didn't live there, but he had walked there and he knew that it was this beautiful, undisturbed, contiguous forest. And he said, you know what? I think we should save this. And so what he did was he created a campaign and he got a lot of money from, like, in small doses from a lot of people. And they bought it and they left it alone. Mm. And then it became part of Aspetuck Land Trust.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I would like to see happen with Remington Woods in a perfect world. I'd like to see, we've got a lot of money in this area, Mayor Hoydick, a lot of people. I know I gave a $100 donation to Trout Brook. It made me feel good. I would like to see, I mean it, and you know, and I'm not a millionaire, but whatever, but Paul Newman is, and he gave a big running start to it, but not all of it. And then Aspetuck, you know, runs it. Which is to say they leave it alone, but they make sure that it's managed pretty well, but they leave it alone. So wouldn't that be nice if we could buy it from Sporting Goods and just leave it alone?
It would be. It would be even nicer if it was gifted to us.
That would also be nice considering that they polluted it to begin with. That's really where I was going. In other words, we could so-called buy it, but maybe at a really big discount. Because
that would be wonderful.
Right? Because they did pollute it and they do have to remediate it. But after all, they did pollute it. So, you know, give it back to the animals. Give it back to us. We need the oxygen that's produced by all the trees. We need it.
We do. And Lisa, you know, the other thing I forgot to mention before, you know, I talked about Roosevelt Forest and obviously Remington Woods, but Bearsley Park is another. It's not far away from Remington Woods, another beautiful park that we have. It was bifurcated by Route 8, but it's another treasure in the region and that within Bridgeport. And I think it's important that we keep all of these natural assets on the forefront. And if they need to be any kind of development, it's done in such a tasteful way that it doesn't change really the composure of the property.
Yeah. I mean, for Bridgeport, it's particularly pathetic because there's such opportunity to redevelop what is downtown. Why would you cut down a tree in Bridgeport when you already have so much unused asphalt? Do you know what I mean? Like, why would you cut down a tree?
Right. Well, and then maybe there's part of, and I don't know the other side of Remington Woods, you know, where the Remington develop was, where GE was off of, I think it's Barnum Avenue or Boston Avenue. And I think that's being redeveloped as well. So, There's definitely opportunities, and we don't get natural assets. You can't make them.
No, they're
there or they're not. You're right. So, I am very, very supportive of keeping Remington Woods as it is, especially on the Stratford side.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. We're chatting with Mayor Laura Hoydick. 203-333-9422 is our number if you want to call about Stratford or a comment. What did you think of Governor Lamont's press conference yesterday in giving the role of deciding whether or not to mask our kids back to the individual townships? What do you think about that?
Well, I don't blame the governor for making that decision at all. I think he's actually led that way more often than not. I think the numbers of transference and contagion have gone down, which is great, and I think it's good for the local communities to have that kind of control on whether masks are mandated or not.
And what do you think Stratford will do?
I'm hoping Stratford will remove the mask mandate, and that if someone does not feel comfortable, that they are allowed to wear masks at their own personal choice.
So in other words, not a mandate, but an option.
An option, right.
We have a caller who would like to talk with you. Ken from Bridgeport. Ken, good morning. You have a question for Mayor Hoydick. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm all for preserving Remington Woods. But it'd be nice if there was like an access road from Bridgeport to Stratford, because it would make that whole area, especially in Bridgeport, alleviated with traffic. Because when you got East Main Street and Broadbridge Ave are the only main arteries to get you from Bridgeport to Stratford. And also, if there was a main road going through Remington Woods to access both towns, you can make like little parking lots where people could park and just walk into the woods and just enjoy you know, the wildlife and just nature walks, stuff like that. You know, maybe ride bikes, you know, mountain bikes, stuff like that.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you for the comment.
You're welcome.
Mayor Hoyt, do you want to address that, or?
I think it's really important for Bridgeport and Stratford to work together, period, regardless of pathways or roadways. We also have Barnum Avenue, Boston Avenue, which are between both communities, and Huntington Turnpike. So we do have ways to get around without having to go through the Remington Woods. But if it becomes a park, then Ken's point is right on target, because people need to get to the park and be able to park their vehicles and then enjoy the beauty of nature there.
Yeah. You just want to limit it. You want to make sure that the animals in their own habitat aren't unduly influenced by people. That's all. But there's lots of ways that you can do trails. The parks do it all the time. They have these little lots, these little gravelly lots, and people go and then they can walk in. Is there any fishing in a lake in Remington Woods, by the way? Is it a clean lake? What's it like?
I don't think the lake is clean totally yet.
Okay.
But the other thing, too, is that I'm going to just reference Roosevelt Forest, you know, 400 acres. It's not seven, but it's 400. So it's substantial.
Yeah.
And we have one parking area and trails from that parking area out. So,
right. Exactly.
There's a lot of hiking there. Yeah.
There's a lot of hiking. That's beautiful. We're chatting with Mayor Laura Hoydick, 203-333-9422. So just getting back to the way life is in a post-COVID, I'm curious to know, Mayor Hoydick, do you think that there's a role to be played for mayors to set policy with respect to mask wearing or not mask wearing when it comes to schools? Or do you think that you as mayor will leave it to the local board of ed and superintendent?
I, as mayor, will leave it ultimately up to the Board of Ed and the superintendent. However, as mayor, I've had the ability to require masks in town buildings, which will be removed shortly, and not require masks in businesses, and let the business owner and or those that patronize the business decide whether they want to wear masks or not. So once the governor lifted his mandates, that allowed us to have that local control and do what we thought was best, you know, utilizing the resources and the legislative bodies that we have to make decisions on whether you wear a mask or not.
And so you said shortly. Does that mean you're going to be having some kind of press conference about the town halls and the government buildings in Stratford?
It won't be a press conference, but it'll be a press advisory, sure. Yes.
So you intend to lift the mask mandate pretty soon?
Yes.
Bob from Stratford has a question
for
you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Fine. You're on the air with your mayor.
Good morning, Ms. Mayor.
Good morning.
I just like to comment. I grew up within a block or two of Remington Woods in Bridgeport, and I now do live in Stratford. I have a question, first of all, of the ownership of the area. You're mentioning a sporting good company.
It's a subsidiary of, it was DuPont. I think DuPont sold the company to Corteva, and it was managed by Sporting Good Properties, Inc.
Yeah, it's not, they don't necessarily sell sporting goods. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But what they did, DuPont, is they spun it off so that it got further and further away from DuPont.
Right, yes. That I understand, because my parents both retired from there, a joint of 46 years of service.
Wow.
So I was familiar with the area. I would love to see it just sit. I really do not think it needs to be developed. I can understand possibly from the aspect of both Stratford and Bridgeport, there's possible and potential tax revenue there. But deep down, I would love to see something like that go to an Audubon society.
Absolutely.
I mean,
Audubon, a land trust, something that just leaves it alone. That's right. That's what should happen.
The wildlife in there is very abundant. Towards the end of his career, my dad did work in that area. It was called the Park by Remington employees. What is very hard to understand is the cleanup. The chemicals that were used in those small, there were small buildings there where they actually mixed the ingredients to make the gunpowder. So you can just imagine what chemicals can be in the ground. And yes, I do remember my dad talking about a lake there, but through the years, I'm sure that lake is highly polluted, like most of that property is.
And I think you're right, Bob, to refocus us on making sure before they, because so Bridgeport, I think, got ahead of itself, my own opinion, in rezoning it and alarming a lot of people about development. The truth is it may not be cleaned up yet. And that's probably the first priority, not only for people, but for the animals that are there, too. I mean, they could have been, their genes could have been completely corroded by what they're drinking
exactly.
and living off of. Absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly. I can't see that that is 100% cleaned up. I don't think, I believe there was an effort at one time, but I don't think there was a thorough 100%, let me just say, cleansing of that whole property. And I don't think it's going to take 2 or 3 years. I believe it's going to take much longer. And a gentleman earlier mentioned about an access road. I can't see that. I don't think you need a road to cut through that property, especially if you're going to leave it be as a wildlife area for the animals. Knowing the surrounding area, that would just be a haven for everything you don't want to see in your town or city.
Thank you, Bob.
I would really love to see that. Go to a land trust, like you mentioned, the auto bond, and just let it be at that.
And Lisa and Bob, I just want to let you know. Yep, I just want to let you know too that Corteva DuPont has given the property next to the lighthouse in Stratford. It used to be the Remington Woods Gun Club, and that is run by Audubon right now. So,
okay.
You know, yes. So Corteva, DuPont, all these companies, they are very aware and also very workable with our nonprofits, our natural nonprofits, and it's a beautiful area there. If you ever want to go, it's open during.
Whoops, are you there, okay. Mayor? Okay, I just need to hear you. Mayor, I love that you're doing this. Maybe you could broker this free gift thing from Corteva since you already have a relationship with them and Audubon is right there. I love that. We have one more caller for you. Mayor, we're chatting with Mayor Laura Hoydick, the mayor of the town of Stratford. Mayor, I'm so happy you're on the air today with us. Let's go to Ralph from Bridgeport. Hello, Ralph. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. Shalom, Lisa.
Shalom.
Yes, and I just want to thank the mayor for showing an equal concern about the woods, and it's something the Stratford and Bridgeport mayors could work on together along with the community. I just wanted to mention a quick fact. When the fight was going on to preserve, what was it called, Lisa, Troutbrook Woods?
Troutbrook,
yes.
Big fight, yep.
Yes, Robert Redford was also involved in that.
I think that's true.
He lives in Weston, and I remember distinctly reading in the paper that he and Paul Newman were at town hall meetings about it.
They were. They absolutely were. They put their money where their mouth was, and they really cared about preserving this huge forest. And it's still there to this day, and nobody can touch it. And, you know, even dogs are restrained because they really give it over to the – I mean, dogs can go there, but it's really about the intrinsic wildlife that's there. It's about its own ecosystem. That's what it's about.
Was I correct? Was it Weston? Is it Weston that Robert Redford lives in or did live in?
He did live in Weston for quite a while. I don't know that he still does.
And they were going to make it into a golf country club with a $10,000 a year membership.
That's right.
Yes. In the words of Rodney Dangerfield from the Caddyshack, they were going to make it into a snobatorium.
A snobatorium. That's right.
God bless you. And thank you, Mayor of Stratford. This sounds like a goodwill project for both cities to work together on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, Ralph. Well, Mayor Laura Hoydick, it's a pleasure to get to know you on the phone. I do hope to meet you in person. Is there anything else that you want to close with to tell the people of Stratford before we say goodbye for now?
Well, we're working really hard to come out of COVID and get life back to normal. I mean, there's been some really good things that we've learned from COVID, meaning, you know, how to work more collaboratively together, utilizing technology, you know, transparency and communication, using that technology. So those things are good, but it'll be nice to be able to stand next to each other and not have to worry about wearing a mask or spreading a virus.
I'm looking forward to that, too. Mayor Laura Hoidick on the Lisa Wexler Show from Stratford. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Lisa.
We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up.